anticipating Santa Claus coming to town. Well, out of the night came a sound not right. Surely it couldn't be. I didn't hear a ho 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 hurdy go hurdy do. Doing the Santa Claus swing. While bells were jingling, snowflakes fell. Everyone was dreaming sweet dreams. I heard Santa yodeling. I heard Santa yodeling. He put toys matter, cause I'll never forget the way it thrilled me so. The hero Santa going yo ho dee instead of a ho ho ho. Yo ho dee ho dee. Santa was rocking that night. Yo ho dee ho dee. It sure was a beautiful sight to watch old Santa and his reindeer swing while bells were jingling and along. Yo ho dee.
Welcome to another Christmas Gospel Trail program. We're still officially in the Christmas season. Naomi Bristow, an awesome talent, opening with the Santa Claus Yodeling Song. Naomi hails from Beaton, Ontario, and she has a love for Western cowboy and gospel music, and her yodel is self-taught. She has 7 CDs available, and they include Christmas, Gospel, Country, and 3 are yodeling CDs. Santa Claus Yodeling Song is from her album, Yodeling Christmas, featuring Whispering Bill Anderson. Please check Naomi Bristow, B-R-I-S-T-O-W, on the internet. And friends, next week, I'll return to the regular Gospel Trail format. Canada's legendary Stu Phillips is next with a wonderful recitation, The Night Before Jesus Came. Stu Phillips is a native of Montreal, and he grew up in Calgary, Alberta. Do you remember his black and white television show, Red River Jamboree? I do. In my teens, I stayed up late to watch the cowboy singers with all the fancy Western frills outfits. At soon to be 91, he's still singing and recording. Nova Scotia's own Rita McNeil will follow Stu Phillips with The Season Will Never Grow Old, and Rita's style of singing certainly put her in a class all her own. And friends, here's Stu Phillips.
'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, not thinking that Jesus just might come there. The children were dressing to get into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their head. Mom in her rocker with baby on her lap was watching TV while I took a nap. When out of the east there rose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning, just as he said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him, in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand, listed the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," I was ashamed. All people whose names were written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without a sound, while all the rest were left standing around. Then he looked right at me and said, "It's never too late. On this Christmas day, you can seal your own fate." I stood and cried as they rose out of sight. If only I had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all.
We'll never grow.
Steel guitarist Lou Jenkins is next. Lou grew up in Lunacy, Nova Scotia, not far from Antigonish. In grade 10, Lou made his first steel guitar in his industrial arts class. He played with Jerry Cole and the Countrymen on the CBC television show Country Time, and Don Tremain was the master of ceremonies. Lou Jenkins played steel guitar on albums for Carl Firth, Roy McCall, Robert Bouchard, Noel Nason, Brother Love, The Rhythm Pals, Lynn Chason, and Rita McNeil. I know he played in the New Brunswick Showcase with the house band. Fredericton, New Brunswick has been his home for many years now, and due to arthritis, Lou doesn't play anymore. The Christmas album he made is titled Deck the Halls, Merry Christmas, and from that I put together a medley of O Come All Ye Faithful, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and Away in a Manger. And from Lou Jenkins, we go to an American country rock band, BR5-49. And if you recall, BR5-49 was the telephone number that Junior Samples used on Hee Haw for his car salesman skit. Their music didn't mix very well with the country music of the late 1990s and early 2000s. However, to everyone's amazement, they were nominated for 3 Grammys. They certainly did a fine recording on the Edmund Sears 1849 Christmas Carol, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. BR5-49 will follow Lou Jenkins.
And still their heavenly music flows.
friends Bob Caverly from Port Elgin, New Brunswick is next. He has John and Johanna Hall's New Star Shining, and this is from Bob's CD, Favorite Songs. And to my great surprise, I opened the door of my roadside mailbox, and what do I see? A couple of Bob's CDs. One is titled Favorite Songs, and the other, Still Country. Lots of great country songs from the 1980s. And I see Bob's daughter, Vanessa, is helping out with lead vocals and harmony, and his wife, Lori, is playing keyboard. And thanks, Bob. Those were early Christmas presents. Much appreciated. And from Bob Caverly, we'll continue on with Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers with The Night Before Christmas from their latest 2023 CD, Because It's Christmas Time.
They didn't own a house, no crib, no toys were waiting. Still, they had their love for the child they were anticipating. He was born one winter night on a road between two towns. They wrapped him up so warm and tight, and said it looks like heaven's come down. There was a new star shining in the sky up above. By his light that winter night, they found peace and perfect love. If you want to find it, I know we always will. For that new star is shining for us still. They worried how to feed him. Simple trade was all they knew. It was hard enough to make ends meet when they were only two. But the cold, the dark, and hunger couldn't take away their joy. They knew that they would find a way for that precious baby boy. There was a new star shining in the sky up above. By his light that winter night, they found peace and perfect love. If you want to find it, I know we always will. For that new star is shining for us still. If you want to find it, I know we always will. For that new star is shining for us still.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
The night before Christmas, a couple was traveling. A baby was coming before the next day. They slept in the stable. manger of hay. The night before Christmas, the world had no Savior, no hope for redemption to save them from wrong. God sent down his promise, the baby King Jesus. Salvation had come, for God gave his son that Bethlehem born. The night before Christmas, a new star was shining, through the heavens to the city of David. It shines today to show us the way to Christ the King. The night before Christmas, the world had no Savior, no hope for redemption to save them from wrong. God sent down his promise, the baby King Jesus. Salvation had come, for God gave his son that Bethlehem morn. He shines today to show us the way, Jesus our King.
Michael T. Wall, Canada's singing Newfie, performed four times in Australia, and he's known as Australia's adopted son. Michael was a favorite on Big Al Field's Shoalhaven FM radio out of Balmaderry, Australia, and Alan Kellett's radio show in Barrie, New South Wales. When It's Christmas in Australia is one of my favorites. This one is written by Ray R. Jones and Michael T. Wall. Michael and I corresponded with the late Mrs. Edith Hocken from Kurrawong, New South Wales. Mrs. Hocken had a large part in promoting and getting Michael to Australia, and I'd like to dedicate When It's Christmas in Australia to the memory of Mrs. Edith Hocken, who passed on May the 9th, 2018. DJs Big Al Field and Alan Kellett are also playing my music in Australia. Scott Woods with the Scott Woods Band will follow Michael with one titled The Christmas Shoes. Myrna brought this song to my attention, and I've heard it performed as The Red Christmas Shoes. If you're into Christmas movies, then you know that The Christmas Shoes is about the movie of the same title.
When it's Christmas in Australia, that's where I'm gonna be. There's a very special lady who I'm longing to see. I'll shake hands with all my friends who mean so much to me. When it's Christmas in Australia, that's where I'm gonna be. When it's Christmas in Australia and wildflowers are in bloom, then I'll be right there with her beneath that Aussie moon. I'm gonna sing my Newfoundland song to her and all my friends. I'm gonna be in Tamworth when the festival begins. It's Christmas in Australia, I'll be there with all my love for that very special lady who I've been dreaming of. Now when I said goodbye to her and all my newfound friends,
I promised her that I'd return when it's Christmas time again.
When it's Christmas in Australia and wildflowers are in bloom, then I'll be right there with her beneath that Aussie moon. I'm gonna sing my Newfoundland songs to her and all my friends.
I'm gonna be in Tamworth when the festival begins.
Yes, I'm gonna be in Tamworth when the festival begins.
It was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing around like little boys do. And in his hand he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I could not believe what I heard him say. "Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve, and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight." He counted pennies for what seemed like years, and the cashier said, "Son, there's not enough here." He searched his pockets frantically, and he turned and he looked at me. He said, "Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I going to do? Somehow, I've just got to buy her these Christmas shoes." So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, "Mama's going to look so great." I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I know that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
Friends, a couple giant, iconic Christmas time songs coming up. Every year since 1964, we've seen the television special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Burl Ives is the narrator and Sam the Snowman. And we all know it's the voice of Burl Ives singing Rudolph in the animated 1964 television special. It was so successful that Decca Records persuaded Burl Ives to record the album A Holly Jolly Christmas, released in 1965. Johnny Marks wrote Rudolph, and he's considered the godfather of the most beloved Christmas songs. He wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, A Holly Jolly Christmas, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, Everyone's a Child at Christmas, The Most Wonderful Day of the Year. And can you imagine the royalties Johnny Marks would amass with those Christmas recordings? Marks was a decorated World War II veteran with a Bronze Star and 4 Battle Stars. And I bet you didn't know this. Johnny Marks did not celebrate Christmas. In 1969, we saw the first animated Christmas television special, Frosty the Snowman. It was the final film role of comedy singer-actor Jimmy Durante. Jimmy is the film's narrator, and he, of course, sings Frosty the Snowman. First recorded by Gene Autry, Durante's version, due to the animated television show, took Frosty the Snowman to new heights. So friends, next is Jimmy Durante with Frosty the Snowman and Burl Ives' recording of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, I almost forgot. These animated television specials have aired every year since 1964 and 1969.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run.
The village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. Look at that frosty go.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump.
Over the hills of snow. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way,
but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry.
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shining nose, even say it glows.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
You'll go down in history.
Sometime next month, I'll be featuring the gospel songs of Julie Johnston from Renfrew, Ontario. Julie is a French-Canadian girl, and she's released a couple CD albums. Her music is recorded in the great old classic country style. And Julie wrote this one, It's Your First Christmas in Heaven.
Mm-hmm. come and gone, with many blessings to be thankful for. Though sometimes I'm sad, I must be glad. It's your first Christmas in heaven. As we said our last goodbye, you left this world without complaining. And as I placed your hand in his, Jesus knew my heart was breaking. The bells are ringing, I hear them singing. It's Christmas time again. How happy you are, singing in the choir. It's your first Christmas in heaven. Your first Christmas in heaven.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email request.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Came here to adore him when the angels called him in. He was born to save his children from the wicked path of sin. Come and gather at the manger where our Savior Christ was born. Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn. Though the road leads from this manger to the cross of Calvary, He will keep us from all danger, saying, come and dwell with me. Come and gather at the manger where our Savior Christ was born. Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn. Savior Christ was born. Be you family, friend, or stranger, join us on this Christmas morn.
Tom Wilson and his Western All-Stars with Gather at the Manger, and Tom's from Brockville, Ontario, and he wrote that one, and that's from his album A Gospel Gathering. Tom was the front man for two groups, Border Bluegrass and Western All-Stars. He's recorded 9 albums for Rodeo Records. Johnny's brother Tommy Cash is next. At 83, he's still performing, and he's a licensed realtor in Tennessee. He was the listing agent for Johnny and June's Hendersonville, Tennessee home when they passed in 2003. Tommy has for us, Jesus is the Reason for the Season.
Houses up and down the street sparkle in the night, and in the distance you can hear the sounds of silent night. Carefree children laugh and sing all across the land. The world is of one spirit, it's Christmas once again. And Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Downtown wound round corners, shoppers hurry by. Carolers sing, deck the halls, the streets are snowy white. Sidewalk Santas smile at children as they pass him by. A lonely bell reminds us of the child born on this night. And Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Peace falls on a world that's filled with happiness, but it won't mean a thing if we forget that Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Friends, I won't be doing a Hank Williams special this year. I've decided to take the year off, and at this point in the program, I want to include what I believe to be the last lyrics Hank Williams ever wrote. Friends, it's my opinion that Hank pulled out and left for heaven sometime around 4:30 in the morning, January the 1st, 1953, 71 years ago. The drive from Montgomery, Alabama to Oak Hill, West Virginia was terrible. Hank's driver, Charles Carr, was fighting the worst snow and ice storm that ever blanketed the South. Don Surface, a relief driver, got behind the wheel of Hank's Cadillac limousine sometime around 2:30 in the morning, and Hank asked Don if he was familiar with the roads. Don answered, yes. 24 hours after Hank's death, lyrics were found on the floor of his Cadillac, possibly the final thoughts of our drifting cowboy. As the lyrics floated to the floor, it's possible that the soul of our drifting cowboy was in transition to the great beyond. I put a melody to the lyrics, and I asked Dr. Ray Legere if he would build the music around my vocals and rhythm guitar. It's titled, Then Came That Fatal Day. Friends, if you heard this show on Sunday, December the 31st, it was my final program for 2023. But if you were listening on January the 1st, then it was my very first program for the new year, 2024. Either way, thanks for listening. Again, I want to thank you for your support during the past year and for all the years before that. The Gospel Trail is now in its 13th year. And a big thanks to our sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction, for it's their support that helps bring the Gospel Trail to you weekly. And friends, I hope you can join me next week. The funeral of Hank Williams was held on January the 4th, 1953. I'll be playing for the first time the entire 30 minutes of Hank's Montgomery, Alabama funeral. Children, Go Where I Send Thee will be my final song. Johnny Cash has this one, and I'm not sure of its origins. Some say it came from England, while others feel it's an African-American spiritual. Sounds like it could be. This version is live from Denmark, 1971. There's three versions on YouTube. Please look for the Denmark one. In 1971, Cash was at the peak of his popularity, not just here in North America, but worldwide. You'll hear Johnny Call on the Statler Brothers, Carl Perkins, Louis DeWitt, Anita Carter, Harold Reed, June Carter, the Carter family. They're all here. This is an amazing performance. And friends, that's it for the year 2023. And friends, I hope you enjoyed all of the music you heard here on the Gospel Trail during the past year. And from our house to your house, Myrna and I extend to you all a happy and healthy 2024.
Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. Children, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. Children, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee
four by four that stood at the door,
and three by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, Statler. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee by the Hebrew children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Yeah, children, go where I send thee, Carol. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee six by six.
Hey, six by six, and they couldn't get six.
Yeah. And one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee, Louis. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee seven by seven,
seven by seven, that went on the Christmas.
Six by six, and they couldn't get this.
Five by five, they couldn't make five.
Children, and two by Paul and Silas, and one by the little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. Children, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee eight by eight.
Eight by eight, that's the dead again.
Seven by seven, that went on a fifth. Six by six, and they couldn't get six.
Who was born in Bethlehem. Oh, children, go where I send thee, Nita. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee nine by nine.
Nine by nine, the dress of mine. Eight by eight, that's the death again.
Seven by seven, that went on ahead.
Six by six, and I couldn't get fit. Little bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Now, children, go where I send thee. Children, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee 10 by 10.
Well, 10 by 10, good day.
9 by 9, the dress so fine. 8 by 8, that's the dance again.
7 by 7, that went on ahead.
10 by
worn by the little bitty baby who was born for Bethlehem. Oh, children, go where I send thee, children. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee 11 by 11.
10 by 11, they couldn't get help.
10 by 10, could get help.
Baby, who was born in Bethlehem. One more time. Children, go where I send these Statlers. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee 12 by 12.
12 by the 12, they couldn't get help.
11 by 11, they couldn't get help.
10 by 10, they couldn't get help.
9 by 9, the dress all fine.
8 by 8, gets to death again.
7 by 7, that went on ahead.
Who was